KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 63 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today and a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, sheriff's deputies in Adams County arrested a woman on an assault charge at around 4:50 p.m. Wednesday. Authorities say 30-year-old Catherine Coleman of Corning entered the Adams County Sheriff's Office and said that her mother was dying at their residence. Deputies then responded to 406 10th Street in Corning, and upon further investigation found no one was dying, but that an assault had occurred. Coleman was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse assault. She was transported to the Adams County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education held about 2 hours of discussion with regard to the district's bonded $9.5 million athletic facilities projects Wednesday night, the costs for which are currently running over budget. The board met with Tom Woolen with FRK Architects, who discussed issues regarding the topography of the Trojan Bowl and other facilities matters. The board was asked by reporters afterward to best summarize the discussion they had with Woolen.
I think we asked him to look at the cost savings if we remove some retaining walls and slope the
potentials
the
for
grading.
Cost savings. Right?
Mm-hmm. I would say that the cost is, yeah, I don't know how you say it. I don't know if you want to say that the cost is high. The overall project is high, and so we're looking at ways to
value engineer.
Board Vice President Christy Pellet said they're not looking to make any changes or major changes to the Trojan Bowl itself. Woolman says as it stands now, the timeline for a pre-bid meeting to take place is August 31st, with a bid date of September 19th, the public hearing and awarding of the project on September 23rd.
Contractors are very interested in sequencing their work and phasing their work. So when you think about the folks who are kind of, take any one of these projects, your demo crew is gonna come in first and get rid of what's there. Your grading dirt work crew is gonna come in next and reshape the ground. And then your construction crew is gonna come in and put the bleachers in, and put the fields in, and put the tracks in and build the buildings. So the demo crew will get started at the Trojan Bowl first, because if you begin with the end in mind. So for the Trojan Bowl, you need to have that synthetic turf ready for your 2020 season.
Demolition with regard to certain aspects of the Trojan Bowl will begin in October or November following the football season, with occupancy by September of 2020.
So they work on demoing that and grading that over the winter. And once they're kind of into the grading phase, then those demo crews go over to the baseball softball field.
The high school track project would begin in May or June of 2020, along with the field and all other elements, with occupancy by April 2021. That timeline is subject to change depending on the final decisions made with regard to the Atlantic Athletic facilities as it relates to cost. The board Wednesday evening also approved a bid for middle school Chromebook peripherals and tools in the amount of $137,742 from Second Gear, and that is for 350 Dell 3100s, carts, cases, and licenses. The cost will come out of the district's SAVE fund. The board approved a contract recommendations for Henry Hallgren, high school government teacher, Mandy Bauer and Emma Byerline as TLC mentors, and Alex Bales, drama and fall play co-sponsor, along with the addition of Brian Guy as a custodian. They also approved two resignations, Andrea Halterman as Washington para and Nick Sanbothy as a mechanic. And the crowning of royalty for the Cass County Fair in Atlantic takes place this evening. Little Miss and Mr. Contest kicks off the activities at 7 o'clock, followed by 7:30 by the selection of the Cass County Fair Queen and King. This year's Queen candidates include Shelby Stevenson, Jocelyn Amos, Carly Henderson, Haley Becker, Alyssa Brockup, Madison Mills, Caitlin Jensen, Joanne Brahms, and Katie York. The King candidates are Nathan Behrens, Tegan Sothman, Garrett Reynolds, and Tate Denbesty, along with Mitchell Williamson, Kane Page, and Devlin Sunderbun. In the funeral announcements, Kevin Funk, age 47, of Greenfield, died July 16th. Funeral services for Kevin Funk will be this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Velda Groover, age 89, of Redfield, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Velda Groover will be today at 11 o'clock at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Alice May, age 72, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Alice May will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Donna Sorensen, age 92, of Moorhead, died July 19th at her home. Memorial services for Donna Sorensen will be tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the C.J. Terkildsen Center in Harlan. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan is in charge of arrangements. Henry Beckenhauer, age 85, of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Henrietta Beckenhauer will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Betty Jean Boyk, age 93, of Harlan, died Wednesday in Fremont, Nebraska. Funeral services for Betty Jean Boyk will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Lois Carlisle, age 95, of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lois Carlisle will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Recon Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Norma Johnson, age 95, of Greenfield, died January 11th in Missouri. Memorial graveside services for Norma Johnson will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Linda Brownlee, age 74, of Adair, died May 22nd. Memorial services for Linda Brownlee will be Saturday at 2:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair, with Hockenberry Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. Wendell Shear, age 66, of Kempner, Texas, died July 20th at his home in Texas. Funeral services for Wendell Shear will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. OD Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. And Freeman H. Mike Forrest, age 95, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Services for Mike Forrest are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.